On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1, Ishmael Khawaja.
The two men hoping to become our next Prime Minister have played down the impact a no-deal Brexit could have on Kent. Boris Johnson and Jeremy Hunt were in Maidstone last night answering questions from Conservative Party members on everything from policing to tax cuts and, of course, the UK's departure from the EU. North Thanet MP Sir Roger Gale spoke to us outside the meeting and told us why he's supporting Jeremy Hunt in the Tory leadership contest.
I think the fundamental difference is that if Jeremy Hunt is elected as Prime Minister, he will spend every waking minute seeking to get a deal. Whereas if Mr. Johnson is elected Prime Minister, he will leave it until the last minute and then try and get out with no deal at all.
We also spoke to some Tory party members to find out what they thought about the candidates.
I thought Jeremy was quite good. Answer the questions straight with no waffle.
I must say I was very impressed with the performance of Jeremy Hunt today.
We aren't going to be able to get a deal through, and no deal will be blocked by Parliament. So I actually think that Jeremy or Boris doesn't really matter, because at the moment there's no Brexit reality.
Meantime, the Business Secretary and Kent MP Greg Clark says many thousands of jobs will be lost across the UK if Theresa May's successor triggers a no-deal Brexit. The Tunbridge Wells rep thinks his colleagues should do all they can to avoid that.
For 3 years now, businesses of all shapes and sizes have pointed out the costs that would be incurred. I think a no-deal Brexit would be enormously damaging for our country.
But Tory Eurosceptics like MP Marc Francois believe the economic risk of cutting ties with Brussels without a deal have been exaggerated, and it's vital to leave at the end of October as planned.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
The former Blue Peter and This Morning presenter John Leslie has been charged with sexually assaulting a woman. It's alleged to have happened in Westminster in December 2008. Stats seen by KMFM show more than 9,000 patients waited 4 or more hours to be seen at A&E departments at Kent hospitals in 1 month. The Medway NHS Foundation Trust had the 8th highest figure in England, with 27% of people waiting beyond the government's 4-hour target in June. Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells performed best, with just 6% of patients waiting the time. A Tunbridge Wells couple have been left stranded in a hospital in Thailand after a motorbike accident on their honeymoon. Abby Harrison and Rory Sandlier are facing a £12,000 medical bill after she had to have emergency surgery, which wasn't covered by her travel insurance. An online fundraising page has been set up to try and cover the cost. So far, more than £3,000 has been donated.
KMFM News.
Campaigners against plans to build a garden community in a Kent village are taking a petition to Downing Street later. Almost 3,000 people have signed it, calling on the government to review the proposal for thousands of new homes in Marden. The Marden Planning Opposition Group believe the plans, which also include new schools and health facilities, are against national guidelines. Chairman Claudine Russell says the development is too large scale.
We live in the Garden of England, and I think that government need to look at some of these developments that they're doing, really scrutinise them, because once the Garden of England, the countryside is gone, it's not coming back.
An online fundraising campaign's been set up to help a Sheppey family whose home was destroyed in a fire. The blaze on Nelson Avenue in Minster last month is thought to have been caused by an electrical fault. Friends and family want to raise £50,000 to help them get back on their feet. Today marks exactly 1 year until one of the world's biggest golf competitions gets underway in Kent. Dozens of professional players and thousands of spectators will be heading to Sandwich for the Open in July 2020. It's being held at Royal St George's. Tim Checkins is the club's general manager.
We're obviously very excited. There's going to be a huge amount of work to do over the next 12 months. We've actually been working at this project for about 3 or 4 years now, but now there is real focus to get the very many tasks done that we need to get completed.
Tickets are already on sale. We've tweeted a link to all the information you'll need for the event via at KMFM News. And a Maidstone teenager has been named the 5th bestseller on the global fashion app Depop out of 13 million users. 19-year-old Ellen Bundy from Barming started her glitter and accessories business, Rose and Sparkle, 2 years ago, and now gets up to 75 orders a day.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Tennis, and the focus is on the men's semi-finals on centre court at Wimbledon today. Roger Federer and Rafa Nadal meet for the first time at the All England Club since their epic final of 2008. Meanwhile, defending champion Novak Djokovic is facing off against Spain's Roberto Bautista Agut. And the former England striker Peter Crouch has announced his retirement from football. The 6'7" player was famous for his robot dance celebration. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.